Thank you, worship team.
感谢后面的团队。
So I'm going to be sharing today on Matthew 11.
我们今天来和大家分享马太福音十一章。
And as you turn to it, I'll give you a little introduction.
在这之前，我给大家一个简单介绍。
Here Jesus was teaching in the towns around Galilee.
那时候，耶稣在加利利附近的城镇讲道。
And while he was teaching,
在他讲道的时候，
the disciples of John the Baptist came.
施洗约翰差遣的门徒就来到他面前。
Sent by John, they came to ask Jesus whether he was the Messiah.
他们来问耶稣是不是预言中的弥赛亚。
The one promised by the prophets of old.
是不是在预言中已经被应许的。
And Jesus points them to say, hey, don't take my word for it.
耶稣回答他们说，你们不要光光听我的道。
What do you see?
你们还看到了什么？
The blind see.
瞎子能看见。
The deaf hear.
聋子能听见。
The lame walk.
瘸子能走路。
The very same things that Isaiah said would happen when God comes.
正如以赛亚先知所说的那样。
And John's disciples took this message back.
于是众门徒就把这个回答转告给了约翰。
Then Jesus turns to the crowd and he points again to what the prophets of old said.
然后耶稣回到众人面前，又把这预言重复了一遍。
That there would be a messenger before the Messiah.
在弥赛亚来临之前，会有一位信使首先出现。
An Elijah who would precede the Messiah.
以利亚会比弥赛亚先来。
And he says John is that Elijah that they had been expecting.
而这位施洗约翰就是被期待的以利亚。
And God reveals and John proclaims in John 1:29.
上帝的彰显和在约翰福音一章二十九节里面都有描述。
That, this is the one he's been preparing the way for, Jesus.
都说明了约翰为耶稣的到来预备了道路。
That Jesus is that Messiah.
那就是耶稣基督，就是那位弥赛亚。
And again, in reference to the Old Testament,
同样在旧约圣经里，
Jesus refers to himself as the Son of Man that Daniel had seen coming on the clouds.
耶稣称自己为但以理在云中所见的人子。
But having said all of these things, he says, how irrational, how inconsistent were this generation.
但是耶稣基督说，这一代人是那么的不理性和善变。
See, on one hand, John lived in the desert. He despised food, isolated himself.
一方面，约翰他生活在旷野里，吃被其他人鄙视的食物，与世隔绝。
And they said, here is a madman.
他被称作疯子。
But then Jesus traveled around.
另一方面，耶稣基督四处行走。
He mixed with all kinds of people.
他混迹在各种各样的人中间。
Often sharing a meal with them.
也时常和这些人一同进餐。
Be it a taxpayer or a prostitute.
但是人们却说他道德败坏。
And they called his sociability a laxness of morals. They called him a glutton or a drunkard.
他们称呼他贪嘴又贪杯，道德败坏。
See, when people don't want to listen to the truth,
显而易见，当人们不想了解真相的时候，
they will easily find an excuse for not listening to it.
他们就很容易找到借口来不听。
They don't even try to be consistent in their criticism.
他们甚至都不会坚持他们的批评。
Such was this generation.
这就是如此不堪的一代。
That Jesus spoke to.
这就是耶稣口里所说的这一代。
But the people that I'm speaking to, this generation.
但是我想我们这一代人
They are not like that, are they?
我们不会像他们这样
You are people who can think rationally
我们是有理性的
Who want to know the facts
我们想知道真相
And know what those facts point to
也想知道真相的意义
Amen?
对吗
So let's go to Matthew 11, 20 to 24.
我们来看马太福音十一章二十到二十四。
And I'll read it to the end, and then Uncle David will read in Chinese. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed, because they did not repent.Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No.You will go down to Hades, for if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
二十到二十四节，耶稣在诸城中行了许多异能，那些城的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说：“哥拉逊啊，你有祸了；伯塞大呀，你有祸了，因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已披麻蒙灰悔改了。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推罗、西顿所受的比你们还容易受呢。加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来。”必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的，比你还要容易受呢。
We start off in verse 20.
我们来看第二十节。
Jesus in verse 20 begins to denounce the towns in that area.
耶稣基督开始谴责这个地区的城镇。
He denounces the town where most of his miracles had been performed.
这些城镇之前都被行了很多异能。
And he refers to three cities, Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum.
他特别提到其中的三座城镇，哥拉逊、伯塞大和加百农。
Yet think about this.
我们需要注意的是
Capernaum.
加百农。
It was the home base for the ministry of Jesus.
加百农是耶稣开始做事工的基地。
The Gospel of Mark even describes it as the place Jesus, when Jesus comes back to, that he says he had come home.
马可福音特别提到，耶稣基督回到加百农的时候，就如回家一样。
And indeed, we see a number of miracles described as happening in this town of Capernaum.
也确实在加百农发生了各种各样的神迹。
But what about this town called Bethsaida?
那我们来看伯塞大呢?
Do you remember any miracles happening there?
有任何异能发生吗?
Have a think.
你们想一下。
If you look carefully, there are maybe two, maybe three.
如果你仔细看,应该发生过两到三次。
And what about Chorazin?
那哥拉逊呢?
Tell me of the many miracles that happened there.
有发生过多少次神迹呢?
Can you think of one?
你们能想到任何一个吗?
Look through your Bible and you won't even find one.
估计翻遍整个圣经也找不到。
The crowds that he was talking to were from these very cities.
这些耶稣所说的城镇的人群。
And they do not dispute his claim.
他并没有反对耶稣的说法。
But where are the miracles that Jesus speaks of written in the Bible?
那么耶稣所说的神迹在圣经中都有记载吗?
They aren't all written down.
并不完全。
It's a reminder that the Bible is not a complete anthology.
因为圣经并不是一部 完整的文选。
As the gospel writer says, if every one of their miracles had been written down, I suppose even the whole world would not have room for all the books that would be written.
正如作者约翰所说，如果每一个神迹都被记录下来的话，即使整个世界也没有空间存放那么多的记载。
But what is written, as John says in John 20, 30-31?
就像约翰在约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节说，
Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，并没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要你们相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
See, what is written so that you may believe.
这样的记载可以使我们相信。
And by believing, have life.
并且凭着信心而得着生命。
So let us do that today.
让我们今天就这样做。
To look at what the word says.
并且来看话语是怎么说的。
To believe what the word says.
让我们来信靠这些话语。
And therefore the implications of that word.
并且来理解这些话语的含义。
And in believing, have life.
并凭着信心得着生命。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's talk miracles.
让我们来看看这些神迹。
It tells us in Matthew 4:23.
在马太福音四章二十三节里，
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂教导人。传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Now they may not have had as sophisticated medicine as we have today.
或许那时候没有什么高级的药物。
But they knew pretty well the difference between blindness and someone who could see.
但是他们至少知道瞎子和正常人的区别。
So when it says Jesus healed every disease and sickness,
所以当他们听说耶稣治愈了各样的疾病。
What we're talking about are miracles.
他们都奔走相告这些神迹。
And Jesus traveled around the country doing the same. In some cities more miracles, in some cities less.
耶稣基督走遍了整个地区，行同样的神迹，有些地方多一些，有些地方少一些。
And in one of the miracles written down in the city of Capernaum, we have the example of a centurion.
在加百农有一个百夫长的例子。
A centurion comes to Jesus asking for help for a servant at home.
一位百夫长请求耶稣医治在家的仆人。
See, a servant is paralyzed at home and in pain.
这个仆人瘫痪在家，身怀痛苦。
And Jesus asks the centurion, "Do you want me to go to your house?"
耶稣基督问他。我需要和你一起回家吗？
And heal your servant?
来医治你的仆人。
And the centurion says, No, you don't need to go to my house.
这位百夫长回答说，你不用去我家。
If you just speak from here, my servant will be healed.
你只要在这里说，他一定会被治愈。
See, he recognized the authority of Jesus is such that at his command, heaven comes and intervenes.
他是如此相信耶稣有来自天堂的大能，当他介入的时候
，Like he is a centurion in command, speaks, and his soldiers get it done.
就如百夫长一声令下，他的士兵就会执行那样。
And Jesus says to him, "I have not found anyone in Israel with such faith."
耶稣对他说，在以色列，我没有见过如此的信心。
And Jesus told the centurion, "It is done as you have believed it."
耶稣基督说，正如你所愿，已经成了。
And indeed, the centurion returns home and finds his servant was healed at that very hour.
确实，当百夫长回到家的时候，他发现在耶稣说话的同时，仆人的病就被治愈了。
What I want to point out is this illustrates the connection between faith and miracles.
所以我想在这里重点提出的是信心和神迹之间的联系。
But what about the city of Nazareth?
那我们来看拿撒勒呢？
The original hometown of Jesus.
是耶稣的老家。
In Matthew 13, we see Jesus comes home back to his hometown.
马太福音十三章说耶稣回到了拿撒勒。
And he begins teaching.
他开始教导众人。
And they're like, wow.
大家都很惊讶。
Where did this man get such wisdom?
这个人从何而来的智慧呢？
And then they asked each other, hold on.
于是他们就开始互相询问。
Isn't that the carpenter Joseph's son?
但是这不是木匠约瑟夫的儿子吗？
That kid from down the road who used to play with his bicycle?
那个曾经在街上玩自行车的小孩。
And it says they took offense at him.
所以他们就开始诋毁耶稣。
And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
所以耶稣在那里没有行什么神迹，是因为这些人没有信心。
Now I ask you, in that town, who lost out?
所以我们来看，在这些城镇里面，谁受了损失？
Those who needed help.
那些需要帮助的人。
Why?
为什么这么说呢？
Because they took offense and so lacked faith.
因为他们的诋毁和没有信心。
And so Jesus did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith.
所以耶稣没有行神迹奇事，是因为他们没有信心。
See, if they didn't believe that he could heal their sickness, then why would they come?
可是如果不相信耶稣基督可以医治病人，他们为什么又要来呢？
So putting all of this together,
所以我们来总结一下。
The towns in which most of the miracles were performed must have had a higher level of faith. Would you agree?
对于那些行了很多神迹奇事的城镇来说，他们对耶稣基督是否更有耶稣基督的信心，是否耶稣基督的大能是否更有信心呢？
They had faith that Jesus has the authority to heal.
他们相信耶稣基督有医治的大能。
And believing that to be true, they came, they brought out their sick.
所以凭着信心，他们来寻求医治。
And indeed they were healed.
也确实被医治了。
Because they had faith Jesus could heal.
因为他们相信耶稣医治的大能。
This was the implication of their faith.
这就是他们信心的结果。
But yet to these very towns, he says, whoa!
但是对这些城镇，耶稣基督后来都感到很失望。
Not whoa, as Pastor Nick would say.
不是以前，你不是那么轻易的。
But whoa is in big problem, big trouble.
这里的含义是说，这个问题非常严重，非常大。
How big a trouble?
有多么严重呢？
Well, Jesus calls up a city we've been learning about.
耶稣基督有提到一座城市。
To help us understand the scale of the problem, he calls up Sodom.
他提到的索多玛，我们可以借此来衡量出问题的严重性。
You who've been going to the life groups know about Sodom, right?
我们每个上生命小组的人都知道索多玛。
The town in which there were not even 10 righteous people.
在这座城里甚至找不到十个义人。
Such was their wickedness that when two strangers came into the town,
他的邪恶程度到当有两个陌生人来到这座城市的时候，
A mob of men gathered around the house they were in, demanding to rape them.
一帮恶人聚集在门口，要求强奸他们。
Their wickedness caused such an outcry to God.
他们的邪恶招致了上帝如此的报应。
Such was their depravity that God rained fire and burning rocks on the towns of Sodom and Gomorrah, annihilating the towns and the areas surrounding.
他们的堕落 是如此的大，以致上帝降下烈火和火石到索多玛和哥摩拉，摧毁了这些城镇和周围的地区。
And yet Jesus says it will be more bearable for them, Sodom, than it will be for you.
然而耶稣基督却说，你们所面对的会比这更难以忍受。
Does that begin to put into perspective the size and seriousness of woe?
这是否预示着这场灾难的严重性呢？
But what was the issue?
那么问题出在什么地方？
These people had faith.
这些人曾经都有信心。
It was evidenced by the miracles.
因为有神迹为证。
Perhaps because of the miracles, they were like, ooh, look how special we are.
或许他们觉得他们很特殊。
Especially the people of Capernaum, who were like, Jesus, the miracle maker, has made our city his home base.
特别是加百农那些人，他们会觉得行神迹的耶稣以这里为家。
God must have a special place for us.
那么上帝也一定为他们预备了特殊的位置。
And yet Jesus says, and you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No.You will go down to Hades, for if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day.
耶稣基督说，加百农啊，你已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间，因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，还可以存到今天。
Because if the miracles had been performed in Sodom,
如果有神迹行在索多玛
，a town where there was not even 10 righteous people，
即使没有十个义人
，at least 9 would have repented and the town would have been spared。
如果有九个人忏悔，这个城市也不至于被毁灭。
See, miracles demand a response。
所以我们可以看出，神迹需要我们有所回应。
Not only a response of thanksgiving,
不只是感恩,
but of the implications of a miracle.
还要知道神迹真正的含义。
And the implications are deep and far-ranging.
这更深层次的含义。
See, by definition, a miracle is supernatural.
我们都知道神迹是超乎自然的。
It is out of the natural.
它是超越自然的。
And it can tell us three things.
它表明有三点。
One,
第一点,
that there is something beyond the natural.
就是某种超越自然的。
What we normally see, touch, taste, smell,
是超乎我们的所见所闻所知所感。
And number two, that this realm that we call the physical can be affected by another realm.
第二点是，我们所认知的这个实体领域会受到其他领域的影响。
And in this realm, Jesus has ultimate authority in.
在这个领域，耶稣有绝对的控制权。
Because at just his word, this physical realm is affected.
因为仅凭着他的话语，这个实体世界就被影响了。
This tells us that this other realm is greater than the physical realm.
这暗示出那个超自然的领域远比我们的实体领域。
Because Jesus speaks and the storm calms.
因为当耶稣说话的时候，风暴就平息了。
Jesus needs to get to a boat in the middle of a lake. He walks across the water.
当他需要走向停在湖中的小船时，他就在水面行走。
This is the implication of miracles.
这就是神迹的结果。
And this person who demonstrates such authority,
就是这样一个证明有大能的人。
together with the miracles, went around preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
这样一个可以行神迹的人在四处传扬要悔改，因为天国近了。
A man is judged by what he has had the chance to know.
一个人作何判断来自于他的所知。
Same with women too.
我们也是一样的。
The people in these cities were given the opportunity to see, to partake, to taste, to experience these miracles.
这些城镇的人，他们有机会来看见参与和感受这些神迹。
They had the privilege of being witnesses and participants in these miracles.
他们被赋予特权来见证和参与神迹。
Now this word privilege,
对于优先权来说，特权来说。
We often think of privilege as that person born with a silver spoon.
我们通常想到的是那些含金汤匙出生的人。
Who gets to have the servants clean up after them?
他们有佣人服侍。
Who gets to be able to go here and everywhere in first class?
他们到哪里都是上等人。
But at its core, the word is about special advantage, special honor.
但是圣经所说的特权却是特殊的优势和荣耀。
And the people of this town indeed had a special advantage.
这些城镇人确实有着特殊的优势。
They had all these miracles pointing to say,
这些来自于上帝的神迹
authentically from God.
真正的神迹都是来自于上帝。
Hey, pay attention.
要留意。
But they failed to follow through and accept the implications and the obligations of this privilege.
但是这些人却并没有真正的跟随上帝，也没有领受这项特权的含义和义务。
They didn't rise to the implications of what those miracles meant.
他们甚至不能深刻的理会神迹的真正的含义。
Jesus was not concerned just with their physical well-being.
耶稣基督不会只关心他们肉体上的健康。
But their eternal well-being.
更是内在的健康。
This passage tells us there will be a day of judgment.
这节经文告诉我们将来会有审判。
And the judgments on that day will be determined by the decisions made in this life.
审判的结果取决于我们这生的决定。
It says in Luke, the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost.
正如路加福音说，人子来是为了拯救失落的人。
They and we were lost in our sin, unable to save ourselves.
我们所有的人都迷失在罪恶里，我们不能自己拯救自己。
And that is why Jesus was so concerned about their current trajectory.
所以这就是为什么耶稣基督这么关心这群人处境。
The crowd had faith for miracles, but no follow-through on the implications of those miracles.
这群人对神迹有信心，但是却并不明白神迹背后的意义。
They failed to recognize that they were lost, and so turn to the one who knows the way, the Messiah, the one promised by God who had come to save them.
他们没有意识到他们是迷失的羔羊，他们需要转向那位知道道路的人，就是被神所应许的弥赛亚、拯救者耶稣基督，在他们面前的这个。
Jesus who was before them.
耶稣基督就在他们面前的这位。
Consider this.
让我们来想一下。
At a minimum.
至少。
The crowd saw Jesus as a miracle-working prophet, as from the Old Testament, like a Moses, Elijah, or an Elisha.
这些人至少知道耶稣是一位行神迹的先知，就如旧约圣经里的摩西、以利亚和以利沙那样。
Yet when that prophet, someone who proclaims the message given to him or her by God, telling the truth from God says.
但是当这位先知告诉他们从上帝而来的信息，
That Messiah that God said he would send, hey, I'm that guy.
上帝说他就是那位被应许的弥赛亚，被差遣来的。
Did they follow through?
可是他们听进去了吗？
Or as Jesus said to John's disciples,
正如耶稣基督对约翰的门徒说，
Don't take my word for it, check it out.
不要光听，还要看。
What did the Old Testament say would confirm the Messiah?
旧约圣经里提到的弥赛亚会怎样出现呢？
What do you see?
你们怎么想?
The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk.
瞎子看见，聋子听见，瘸腿的能走路。
Did they follow through?
可是他们看见了吗?
Or how about listening to John the Baptist?
或者是施洗约翰。
The one you went out to the desert to see because you recognized him to be a prophet.
正如你们知道，施洗约翰是一位先知。
Didn't he testify that God told him the one that he saw the Spirit come upon and remain is the Son of God?
他有没有见证上帝曾经告诉他会有圣灵降在人子身上呢？
And he saw the Spirit come upon and remain on Jesus.
他确实看见了，并见证了圣灵降临并停留在耶稣身上。
And John testified of this.
约翰确实见证了这一切。
Did they follow through?
可是他们有相信吗？
And even more so, if you put together all of these,
如果你把所有的事情都聚集在一起，
the implications of all of these point to the same truth.
你会发现这样一个真理。
That Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣就是弥赛亚。
The Son of God.
人子。
With the authority not just to heal, but to forgive sins.
他不仅有医治的大能，还有赦免的大能。
And yet, they did not believe.
可是他们却不相信。
They did not follow through in their thinking and come to him and repent.
他们并没有悔改，也没有遵循自己的想法。
As I mentioned at the start, Jesus points to the inconsistent thinking.
就像之前我们说，耶稣说他们思想前后矛盾。
How on one hand, John lived in the desert, despised food, isolated himself from society. They call him mad.
一方面，约翰居住在旷野里，吃被鄙视的食物，与世隔绝。被人称作疯子。
But Jesus, he travels around, mixes with all kinds of people, shares a meal with them, and they call him a drunkard, a glutton, someone lax in their morals.
另一方面，耶稣基督四处游走，混迹在不同的人中间，时常和他们一同进食，却被他们称作贪杯、贪吃、道德败坏。
So I ask you, perhaps there are inconsistencies.In our thinking.
所以我想问大家，我们的思想是否也有矛盾的地方呢？
A lack of follow through in the implications of what we confess we believe.
对我们自己相信的内容却缺乏跟进呢？
See, faith is what we believe to be true, such that we then act based on it.
我们的信心就是要相信真理。并依靠真理而行。
Now, Pastor Chris has talked about that French tightrope walker, Charles Blondin, before.
廖牧师曾经提到过法国的走钢丝专家，叫查尔斯·布隆迪。
Charles Blondin walked across a tightrope suspended across the Niagara Gorge in the U.S., and it stretched 340 meters long.
他表演的是行走在一条横跨尼亚拉加峡谷、长约340米、高约49米的钢丝。
It was 49 meters above the powerful Niagara River below.
在奔流的尼亚加拉河上，这根钢丝高约49米。
Now, if you look up, that ceiling is 6 meters above you.
你们能想到是什么呢？
So can you imagine 49 meters?
49米高。
And he walks across the rope one way and then back with a wheelbarrow.
他走到钢丝的另一头以后，推着一辆独轮车回来。
To an excited crowd.
他对回到兴奋的人群。
And he asks, how many of you believe I could put a person in that wheelbarrow and push them across the tightrope?
他对人群说，有多少人可以相信我将一个人放在独轮车里推到钢丝的另一头呢？
And the crowd go wild. Everyone cheered and screamed and everybody said they believe.
这些人都欢呼雀跃，每个人都相信。
And then he asks for a volunteer.
但是当他问有没有志愿者的时候，
And the crowdgrew very, very silent.
所有的人都很沉默。
Did they have faith?
他们有信心吗？
Did they believe it to be true that they could take action based on their belief?
他们有信心并付诸行动来证明吗？
What I ask you today is follow through and take action.
所以我想跟大家说，要跟随并付出行动。
As you've seen miracle after miracle testified to,
当神迹一次一次的发生并且被证实的时候，
recognize what they point to,
要明白神迹背后的含义。
And though great as those miracles by themselves are,
尽管神迹很伟大，
there is something more important than them.
但是有更深层次的意义。
As John wrote, everything is done that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以约翰说，所有的事都成了，要相信耶稣就是弥赛亚，人子，在他里面能得着生命。
And having believed, live every dayconvinced of this.
要凭着每一天的活出信，要每一天凭着信心而活。
If you believe Jesus forgives sins,
如果你们相信耶稣能赦免罪，
ask him for forgiveness,
就请求他的赦免。
If you believe that Jesus is Lord,
如果你们相信耶稣是主，
but haven't been baptized,
那为什么不来受洗呢？
Then follow through with what Jesus says when he says, believe and be baptized.
因为耶稣说，信靠我而受洗。
If you've been holding back, serving the one that you call out and worship as the king.
如果你们称呼耶稣基督为王的话，
follow through and start serving your king with your best.
就不要迟疑，用你们的全心全力来侍奉他。
Now, as I was considering what to share about,
当我正在考虑和大家分享什么内容的时候，
another passage actually came to me.
有一节经文突然出现在我的脑海里。
I wasn't really sure where it was.
那时候我还不清楚它具体的章节在哪里。
But I looked it up and I found it actually preceded this passage that I felt I should share.
但是当我举头仰望的时候，我发现它就在我想要分享的章节的附近。
So I feel they need to be spoken of together.
所以我现在就想和大家来讨论一下。
So it's from Matthew 11, 7 to 11.
我们来看马太11章7到11节。
And this time maybe, okay. David?
11章7到11节。他们走的时候，耶稣就对众人讨论约翰说，你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹动的芦苇吗？ 你们出去到底是要看什么呢？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里。你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。经上记着，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路，所说的就是这个人。我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的，然而天国里最小的也比他大。
As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you. Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. It says in Matthew 3,
在马太福音三章里,
John was preaching in the desert of Judea,
施洗约翰在犹太的旷野里讲道,
saying, Repent, the kingdom of God is near.
天国近了,你们要悔改。
And people went out to him from all of Jerusalem, all of Judea, and the whole region of the Jordan.
人们从耶路撒冷、犹太全地聚集到他那里。
He was in the middle of a desert, out in the middle of nowhere.
他居住在茫茫荒野里。
In a hot and uncomfortable place.
一个炎热、不舒适的环境。
And yet many people went out to see him.
但是却有很多人前去见他。
So many people went out to see him that when Jesus speaks to the crowd here in Galilee, he says, What did you go out to see?
所以耶稣基督问这些人群，为什么还要跑去看呢？
He was so confident that most of the people he was talking to had been to see John.
他确信这些人是为了去见施洗约翰。
What drew you out to the middle of nowhere?
茫茫荒野使你们联想到什么呢?
A reed swayed by the wind?
是芦苇摇曳吗?
Someone who one day believes one thing, and another day, because public opinion moves, changes that message.
就像我们今天的某些人，他们今天还在相信这些事，明天就受其他意志的影响，改变了观念。
Or did you go out to see someone dressed in fine clothes?
那些穿细软衣服的人呢?
As would be worn by someone in the king's palace.
他们是居住在王宫里。
That is someone with wealth, power, position, influence, visible in the way they dress and how they show it off.
他们拥有财富、权力、地位，并且富有影响力。
As if to say,
这从他们的穿着和炫耀上可以看得出。
As if to say, well, if you believe my message, if you work for me, if you follow me, you can get some of this good stuff too.
这好像表现出说，如果你为我工作，如果你跟随我，你也可以拥有这一切。
No, you weren't drawn out there because of those things. You were drawn out there because you recognized him to be a prophet.
但是事实却不是如此，是因为你们这些人被带出来，是因为你们相信施洗约翰是一位先知。
Now a prophet proclaims the message given to him or her.
先知就是把上帝的信息传递给众人。
By God, they foretell the truth from God.
他们所说的预言，或者直接表明的真理，都是来自于上帝。
So if you believe him to be a prophet,
如果你相信他们是先知的话,
if you have faith that he is a prophet,
如果你们对这个先知有信心的话,
you therefore are believing that he speaks a message from God.
那就会相信他所说的都来自于上帝。
So what is the reasonable response?
那你们应有的回应是什么呢？
What is the reasonable response to the message that you believe to be from God?
如何回应那些你确信的是来自于上帝呢？
Surely to heed it and act according to it.
那就是听从并且行出来。
See, when you go on to a plane,
当你坐飞机的时候，
you believe the captain has your interests to get you from here to there safely.
你们相信机长的责任就是把你们安全地送到目的地。
So when the captain of the plane that you believed would take you safely to your destination,
如果你相信机长责任就是安全地把你送到目的地，
says fasten your seatbelts.
他说系上安全带。
There's going to be turbulence.
因为会有气流。
What do you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Of course you fasten your seatbelts.
你肯定是照做。
You believed his interest was to get you safely to your destination.
因为你相信机长责任就是 保守你的安全。
So surely it's only reasonable if you believe that to do it.
所以你相信他，你就遵照执行。
Now there's a message for us here in that.
这个信息告诉我们什么呢？
What did you come here to see?
你们到这里来的目的是什么呢？
A reed swaying in the wind?
是像随风摇摆的芦苇吗？
A church whose doctrine moves to suit public opinion?
就比如教会的教义是要顺从世俗的观点吗？
We are not that.
我们应该不是这样。
The doctrine preached here at NLCC is unapologetically the word of God.
我们 NLCC 所宣讲的道毫无疑问来自于上帝。
God who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
因为上帝在过去、今天、明天都是永恒的。
Did you come to see a man dressed in fine clothes?
对那些穿细软衣服的人，
High power suit,
漂亮的西装，
Bluetooth headset,
蓝牙耳机,
ready to take the call for the next big deal,
随时准备成交下一笔生意,
Ferrari parked out the front,
有法拉利停在外面,
No, you won't find that here.
这些在这里都找不到。
Not long ago, you would have found an old silver Toyota Echo sedan parked outside.
不久以前你们还能看到一辆破旧的银色丰田停在外面。
Nowadays it's an old Mazda 3.
那现在变成了马自达三。
Or on a Sunday, you would see that Toyota sedan parked down the street as you come down Thames Avenue.
甚至你们能在周日的时候，你们能看见那辆破旧的车停在马路外面。
Parked there many hours before service even started.
在我们的礼拜之前停在那里。
So that one more person would be able to find a park in the car park.
是为了能够方便多腾一个车位出来。
Who does that car belong to?
这个车是谁的？
That is our senior pastor.
这就是我们资深的牧师。
Who gave up working at the upper ranks of public service.
他放弃了在国家公共部门担任高级职务的工作。
On a career that was going up.
这个职务还有上升的空间。
To a nice little superannuation payout.
会有很多的养老金跟工资。
But because he felt God's call on him to serve, he stepped out and served.
但是他感受到了上帝的呼召而来服侍。
And who has since sown in their blood, sweat, tears and finances for his kingdom.
他为上帝的国倾注了热血、汗水、眼泪和财力。
Why go to such extent?
为什么会这样呢？
So that the word of God unadulterated would be preached.
所以上帝的话语才可以毫无保留地被宣扬。
That is what I trust you come here every Sunday to hear.
这就是我确信的理由。你们每一周每周日为什么会到这里来？
The word of God being preached.
上帝的话语被传讲。
The foretelling of the truth from God.
是直接从上帝而来的真理。
So if you believe what is being said is truth from God then,
如果你相信由上帝而来的真理，
what is the reasonable response to what you believe is true?
那应该如何回应你所相信的会成真呢？
To heed it and act according to it.
跟随他并且行出来。
The passage goes on to tell us that yes, John the Baptist indeed has a special place.
经文告诉我们，施洗约翰确实居住在一个特殊的环境。
He is the messenger before the Messiah.
他是弥赛亚来临之前的使者。
He is the greatest among those born of women.
是从妇人所生的最伟大的人。
Yet even the least among those in the kingdom of heaven is greater, it says.
然而，即使是天国中最小的，也比他大。
Unpacking that about who are those in the kingdom of God is a new sermon unto itself.
关于天国中那些人是谁，这是另外一个话题。
So let's start.
然后我们下一次再说。
But in a nutshell, it is those who live under the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但简单来说，就是在耶稣基督带领下生活的那一群人。
But what do we who know Jesus have that John lacked?
但是我们知道什么是施洗约翰缺乏的而耶稣基督有的呢？
Because John in fact was Jesus' cousin.
因为约翰是耶稣的堂兄。
He was a blood relative. He knew Jesus too.
他和耶稣是亲戚，他当然了解耶稣。
What is it that Jesus was sure that we would have that John would never have?
什么是耶稣基督相信我们有的而约翰没有的呢？
John would never see the cross on which Jesus hung.
约翰他看不到耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
That cross on which he took up our pain.
背负了我们的痛苦。
He bore our suffering.
承受了我们的煎熬。
Was pierced for our transgressions.
为我们的过犯而被刺穿。
And crushed for our iniquities.
被我们的罪恶所压迫。
John could never know the fullness of God's love like we know now.
约翰感受不到上帝彻底的大爱，正如我们今天所知道的那样。
See, John might have known of the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, the justice of God.
约翰知道的是上帝的圣洁、公义和公正。
But his message was one of repentance under the threat of destruction.
他所传递的信息要悔改，是在毁灭下的一种威胁。
In the uncertain hope that it may stay hold destruction.
对毁灭他抱有一种不确定的希望。
Expectant of a Messiah or a Savior to come.
我们盼望有一位弥赛亚可以来拯救。
But still yet to be realized.
但是那时候他还没有来临。
But we live in that hope realized.
但是我们的希望已经来临。
Get the worship team up.
我们。
For upon the cross, Jesus showed us the length, the breadth, the depth, the height of the love of God.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为我们展示了上帝的爱的长度、广度、深度和高度。
that reaches out and makes a way where there was no way.
上帝的爱的伸展使无路变得有路。
So that no longer do we have an uncertain hope.
所以我们不会再有不确定的希望。
Relying on our perfect observance of the law.
凭着对神的律法的遵守。
But a certain hope of salvation.
我们对拯救有确定。
By the free gift of forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus Christ.
这一切的信心，这一切的礼物，来自于对上帝的信心。
One entirely out of God's grace and mercy.
这一切完全出自于上帝的恩典和慈爱。
There was a sentence from a commentary about this passage that struck me.
有一句评论，它深深地打动了我。
The man who has seen the cross.Has seen the heart of God in a way that no man who lived before the cross could ever see it.
看到十字架的人可以看到神的内心，而那些没有活在十字架之前的人就永远看不到。
I want to say that again because I think that's so powerful.
我想再重复一遍这句话。有大能。
The man who has seen the cross has seen the heart of God in a way that no man who lived before the cross could ever see it.
那些看到十字架的人可以看到神的内心，而那些没有活在十字架之前的人永远看不到神。
Such is our privilege.
这就是我们所拥有的多大的特权。
And having this privilege,
我们拥有这样的特权
comes the responsibility of privilege.
就要对此有所回应。
We are judged by what we have had the chance to know.
我们的判断来自于我们之前的认知。
Like the cities in which many miracles were done,But they did not repent.
就如那些城镇，他们虽然有过很多神迹，可是他们却不悔改。
So what is the responsibility of those who are now in the kingdom of God?
所以对那些属神的人会有什么样的回应呢？
Who have seen the cross and know God's grace for them.
那些见过十字架，知道神恩典的人。
Paul puts it this way.
保罗说,
to complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.
要成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
证明神恩惠的福音。
How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
那传福音的人的脚步是何等佳美。
Go and share this good news of God's love this Christmas.
在这个圣诞将要来临的时候，出去传讲神的道，神的话。
God bless you all.
神祝福大家。